Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Giant Take Podcast. My name is Josh, and I am joined by my friend and my co-host, Alex. We had our Thanksgiving dinners last night. We hope you listening had a very great Thanksgiving, and we hope you're safe and have a happy Black Friday. And the reason I say safe is please don't trample anyone over in the stores. That's all I have to say there.
See, Josh, we're not a thing even anymore, though. Like, no, there's no trampling anymore. It's devastating.
What are you trying to say? Because everyone orders online?
Yeah, because there's no more of the like Black Friday like lineup at midnight Thanksgiving, like your Thanksgiving meal, and then it's like, oh, sorry, family, gotta go because I got a line outside of Best Buy tonight, and then 6 a.m. opens, and let me trample a few people for a TV. That's just not how it works anymore, and it's honestly devastating in my mind.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to the mall later this afternoon, and I'll give you the true update.
You're going to the mall later this afternoon? That's crazy.
I am going to the mall later this afternoon, so we'll have to wait and see, and you know, I can give you the update, and everyone listening, maybe if there is a mob, I can definitely take a picture and post that on Twitter and prove you wrong, Alex. I want to give this retail economy still a chance today. Let's give them a chance here. You know, it is definitely sad and not the part of trampling people over, but, you know, the lines outside shops and stuff because everyone just stays at home and looks it up and buys it on their computers. You know, let's give this mall a chance and we'll see what happens. But we are recording here on Friday morning, you know, gave ourselves the day off on Thursday night when we normally record to enjoy our Thanksgivings with our family. So, you know, again, we hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving with you and yours, and then also, you know, gave us a little bit of cut us a little bit of slack that we didn't record on a Thanksgiving night. We hope so. If you didn't, sorry, we're recording on Black Friday. So let's start off with the news here of what's going on. I mean, Alex, actually, I can never not do this, even though you started talking already. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I enjoyed Thanksgiving, and I would say partially we were kind of thinking about recording last night, but the turkey makes you sleepy, which I'm not sure if that's a myth or true, but I was sleepy. So let's just say that. And yeah, I'm excited for this weekend. Obviously, we had the Thursday, the Thanksgiving Day games, which were all, I guess, kind of blowouts. I mean, the Lions-Packers was close, obviously, towards the end, but Washington Commanders and Cowboys was pretty blowout, and then Seahawks 49ers was pretty much a big blowout as well. So not the greatest games, which we thought we would be, you know, kind of better on paper, but didn't end up being so in reality. But yeah, I still enjoyed my Thanksgiving Day, even without great football. And I'm excited. We got Black Friday game today, Josh. I'm not sure if you remember that. We've got Black Friday. What is it? It's Dolphins-Jets today. at 3 p.m., which is
here.
Odd. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. So just kind of recapping Thanksgiving a little bit, you know, it always sucks having the Cowboys uncle comes over every Thanksgiving and the Cowboys are always playing on Thanksgiving, especially I think it was last season where they defeated the Giants, I believe, and we had to watch that game together. That sucked. And then, you know, they defeat Washington. It's just like, easy. It's easy. It's easy. I heard that the entire fucking game. Excuse my language. Whoa, that was F-bomb drop. Sorry, kids.
I get it.
But it's, yeah, it annoys the crap out of me. And it was just like every time, every, you know, Dak Prescott throws a wide open touchdown in the end zone. It's like, it's easy. It's easy. Like, we beat Washington. Of course it's easy. We had Tommy DeVito. He's a third string quarterback. Like, no, like, obviously. No BS. Like, Dak Prescott should be blowing out Washington. Like, this isn't a surprise. And he's like, it's so easy. The Cowboys are good. Like,
by the way, the Cowboys have not beaten a single team that are not, that don't have a losing record. They played three teams who have a winning record and they lost all of them. And they've played seven teams that have had a losing record and they've beaten all of them. So, fun fact.
Anyway, you know, it's just annoying there. Love my uncle, by the way. I want to make that clear. But, you know, when it comes to football and you know, rooting for the Cowboys, it just rubs you the wrong way a little bit. And then, yeah, my other uncle actually was talking about going to the game today. He's going to the game with my cousins and...
Oh, Jets fan?
You know, yeah, no, just, I mean, like a football fan in general. But he was asking, like, if we wanted to go, and we were like, yeah. I don't know, because, like, they're going to probably get blown out. They have...
Is that... That's at MetLife today? I didn't realize.
That's at MetLife, yeah. It's at home today. It's in East Rutherford. But what... Who's even starting again for...
Tim Boyle.
It's not... Right.
The GOAT.
So, I think we know how that game. It's going to be very similar to the last two games we saw last night. All right, Alex, before we get into everything, this is a very important question. This might be more important than this entire preview with how the Giants and Patriots seasons have gone so far. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? Give it to us right now. Live, you're on the podcast. Yeah, Thanksgiving, like, if you're picking, like, you know, they put it on all the NFL players. Like, they, you know, they have them choose one, and that's, like, one of the graphics throughout the game. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I'm not sure if either of these count, but either cranberry sauce or pumpkin pie.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one. That's a really good one. There
you go. I would say... Here's a hot take. I'm not a big turkey guy. Of course, I'll eat it on Thanksgiving, because whatever. And I'm also not a big stuffing guy, but again, I'll eat it on Thanksgiving. So, those are, like, the two main ones, obviously.
I mean, I agree with you there. I think I don't know if they're the two main... favorites. They are the two, like, classics you have on Thanksgiving. I'm not a stuffing guy either, so I'll give you that. I mean, I am a turkey guy, though, so I do enjoy that we get to have it on Thanksgiving. I would say, though, my favorite, it's got to be just classic mac and cheese. You know, that's something that you have on Thanksgiving,
you know what,
especially.
I go to two Thanksgivings, right, for both sides of my family. Neither of them have mac and cheese ever, and it's devastating.
That is devastating, because mac and cheese is a Thanksgiving classic, and it's something that, you know, I have... normally, like, once a week, if not on Thanksgiving. So it's like, it's just like I have it normally, plus it's at Thanksgiving, and my grandmother, you know, either makes it or we pick it up from a supermarket, and we have that, and whatever it is, it's always good, so it works out.
Well, here's a good question, Josh. What do you think Brian Daboll's favorite Thanksgiving food is? The real important question of the day.
That's a good question. I would say stuffing, probably. Like, I don't know Brian Daboll well enough, but, like, just matching his personality, I would say, like, he's a stuffing guy. That's my guess.
Grabs one of the turkey legs?
Well, I mean, if they have turkey legs, you know, it's different because, like, you know, at my family, my grandmother makes a turkey. It's always, like, the sliced turkey. You just kind of take a piece and go. But, I mean, if we're talking about a Thanksgiving with chicken legs, yeah, Dable is eating that up. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Was that it? You just don't even, that's what you were thinking, the turkey leg.
That's what I was thinking, the turkey leg. He just seems like a turkey leg type of guy.
We just had two amazing social clips that I might be editing later. That's all I have to say. Favorite Thanksgiving food, Brian Daboll's favorite Thanksgiving food. I feel like those can make two good social clips, so I'll have to wait and see there.
There you go.
I guess check the Giant Take pod TikTok later and we'll see. Let's go to the news now. We had Tuesday and Wednesday updates. Alex will do Wednesday. I'll start off with Tuesday. A couple of things that happened, even though, again, this Giants team isn't too busy. You know, what they're busy on is losing games, which didn't happen last week against the Commanders. But besides that, it's been that type of season. Signed off the Vikings practice squad was linebacker Benton Whitley. Whitley out of Holy Cross, 6'3", 260 pounds, spent time in 2022 with the practice squads of the LA Rams, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Minnesota Vikings. He's been on the Vikings practice squad this entire season, was elevated for one game, played a single defensive snap, six snaps on special teams. He was signed off the Vikings practice squad by the New York Giants. So I do believe that is probably due to the injury of Bobby Okereke. We'll have to see how Okereke is doing when Alex gives his updates on the injury report. What it looks like right now is we're going to have Micah McFadden and Isaiah Simmons alongside each other if this Okereke injury affects Sunday's game against the Patriots and he is ruled out. Isaiah Simmons is really the only option. Maybe Whitley plays a couple of snaps. However, like, it's really Isaiah Simmons or no one there. Even though I know the Giants don't really want him playing in that, like, sort of middle linebacker role, he's kind of the only guy on that roster that can do that and do it at least somewhat well. Signed to the practice squad, was running back Deion Jackson and offensive lineman Josh Miles. And then cut from the practice squad was running back Sam Hall. Alex has us with updates on Wednesday's practice.
All right, Wednesday now, Darius Slayton with an arm, Bobby Okereke with a rib/hip injury, and Dexter Lawrence with a hamstring did not end up practicing, which I'll reference in the injury report in a minute. Giants QB Daniel Jones underwent successful surgery on Wednesday for his ACL tear on the right knee. It was done at the Hospital for Special Surgery by team physician Dr. Scott Rodeo. Awesome name right there. And then the Giants also waived kicker Cade York. Very odd what's happened with that. It's the whole situation, the whole kicking situation, says Graham Gano's injury and his shutdown this season. So they claimed him off the Titans practice squad, and then they just had him inactive behind actual practice squatter who was elevated, Randy Bullock. Bullock's out of elevations, and it looks like he's going to be signed to the active roster this week. So I guess nice Thanksgiving gift there for Randy Bullock, who's been, I guess, pretty solid for the Giants whenever they have had to kick. So, good for him, and I guess exciting news for the Giants going forward there. And then going to the injury report, Josh, it's a really long one today, so I'm going to need to take a deep breath in a second, but we'll start with the Giants. Saquon Barkley did not practice on Wednesday due to rest, so he's all good, and he was full participant on Thursday. Dexter Lawrence with a hamstring did not practice either day. Evan Neal with an ankle didn't practice either day. Bobby Okereke with his hip/rib injury was not a participant on Wednesday, but he was a limited participant on Thursday, which is good projection-wise for Sunday. Darius Slayton, the same thing with his neck injury. And then Eric Gray with the ankle was limited Wednesday, but a full participant Thursday. Actually, everyone else here I'm about to list is that same case. Dory Jackson with a concussion, Tyree Phillips with a knee, Sterling Shepard with a hip, Andrew Thomas with a knee, and JMS with a finger were all limited and then full participants on Thursday. And then Trey Hawkins and A'shaun Robinson popped up on Thursday with shoulder and back injuries. Respectfully declined to practice on Thanksgiving. No, respectably. There we go. All right. Patriots.
Alex is having the Thanksgiving blues right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened. I cannot pronounce. It's over. Anyway. Next, we've got the Patriots injury report, which is a lot shorter and a lot simpler. All these players were limited both days, Wednesday and Thursday, starting with Christian Barmore with a knee, Jawan Bentley with a hamstring. I was being careful with that name, but it was actually really easy. Trent Brown with an ankle, Miles Bryant with a chest, Jonathan Jones knee, Devontae Parker with a concussion. I feel like Devontae Parker always has a concussion. I don't know what it is. I always see him on the injury report with a concussion. Matthew Slater with an ankle, special teamer there. Dietrich Wise with a shoulder injury. And then Riley Reif with a knee injury. And that is your Giants and Patriots injury report going into Sunday.
Alex, there's a lot to talk about with this Patriots team. And just before we run up to a break, Well, actually, you have these players or whoever is under center as your player to watch, and that is something we'll talk about a little bit later. But just before we go to that, what do you make of this entire Patriots starting quarterback debacle? And yes, I know. Do like a little like 1 minute preview of her thoughts before we get into like more in-depth stuff when we talk about players to watch.
I honestly don't really know what to make of it, which I think is the same thing to say that Bill Belichick thinks, that everyone in that Patriots organization thinks. Yes, Mac Jones sucks. Bailey Zapp also sucks. And I don't think it's as much of a quarterback issue as it is. Well, no, you know what? Here, I'm going to rephrase that. It's certainly a quarterback issue, but I don't think it's an issue between the two. I don't think there's really... I think whoever starts, is it really going to make a difference? They're kind of similar types of players. Yeah, Bailey Zapp's a little bit more athletic, but both of them just have their terrible moments. Both of them can be solid at times. I just don't think that it really matters. I think they're on very similar level. And this Patriots offense just isn't very good, the way it's executed, the way it's called, and then obviously the execution of the quarterback position, either way is going to be a little bit shaky. So honestly, it's kind of like flipping a coin in my mind.
Patriots quarterback talk, whether you like it or not, is up next with a lot more, including our players to watch, our NFL picks, and our picks for this game. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Giant Take podcast, and it's our time to talk NFL picks. First time we're recording this when three games have already been decided. However, we did no cheating here, and you'll even see because we had a loss for one of them, right? Or no, we didn't. Did I have the Packers winning this game?
We both did. We were 3-0. We were cooking yesterday.
I put the Packers down yesterday? There's no way. I swear I thought I put the Lions down.
I was a little confused.
That's great.
Well, here's the thing, right? I come into to our document where we do it, and I was like, I bet you Josh picked the Lions, but I'm going to pick the Packers. I just have a feeling about the Packers. I come into the doc, and I see Josh picked the Packers because he did before me. And I'm like, what is wrong with him? What happened? Did someone abduct my Lions-loving Josh? And no, apparently not.
I do love the Lions, and like I'm really confused right now.
Yeah. Well, good for you, I guess. It worked out, so...
It did work out. I'm double checking to make sure I did actually put them now, because like I'm doubting myself. Let me see. Let's double check here. I'm literally going through the revisions of our document.
Well,
from
I
yesterday.
Would have put it for you, obviously, because I don't want you to win. So
well, you might have accidentally put the team there.
It was very much there because I came in and I was absolutely shook. I actually fainted in my chair.
I did put the Packers.
I know, you're crazy.
Wow. Look at me, man. All right.
The turkey got to you, I guess. Who knows?
So there we go with our three results. I mean, Alex will go through them because he is the first guy to go through stuff. Maybe, Alex, how many games are even in like the later half, 4 o'clock window? Oh, there's a good amount. It's fine. All right, go through everything, Alex. Last week's results, though, were 9-4. I went. Alex went 10-3, so one more game than I did. A lot of our picks last week were super similar, so we kind of knew it was only going to be one or two games that flipped one side or the other. Okay, this week's NFL picks. Alex, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, obviously, we picked all the winners on Thanksgiving, so Packers won, Cowboys won, and 49ers won, so you know we're not going to go through those matchups. We kind of hinted at this, but Dolphins-Jets today, Black Friday matchup. We both have the Dolphins, and then starting on 1 o'clock, we've got Colts-Bucks. I've got the Colts, Josh has the Bucks. Then we got Bengals, Steelers. I'm going with the Bengals. Josh has the Steelers, Titans, Panthers. I have the Titans. Josh has the Panthers. Going with Bryce Young there, rookie quarterback, looking for his second win of the season. And then we got Texans, Jaguars. We both got the Texans, Falcons, Saints. We both have the Falcons, and then we'll move to the 4 o'clock window.
All right, we got Rams versus Cardinals. Both have the Rams winning that game. Browns versus Broncos. Broncos country is riding right now. A few games won. What'd you say?
I said let them ride.
Let them ride. A few wins in a row. We're stopping it right there. Having them, you know, stop at the red light, and that's what we'll have with a Browns victory. We'll see if that actually comes into fruition on Sunday. Bills versus Eagles. Bills have been really bad this year. Not really bad, but not up to their full potential like normal these past few seasons. So we have the Eagles winning that game. Chiefs versus Raiders. Both of the Chiefs winning there. Ravens versus Chargers. Same thing with the Chargers. Kind of on a downhill run than they have in the past few years. We both have the Ravens winning that game. And Monday Night Football, Bears versus Vikings. We both have the Vikings winning there. Okay, our players to watch for Sunday's game, Giants versus Patriots. My first player, the quarterback, Tommy DeVito. You could say he put the team on his back last week to beat the Commanders. That's absolutely not true. It was the defense, and there's six takeaways that did most of the job. But DeVito was not bad. He was finding open options, only really open options. Otherwise, if he didn't find them, he would take a sack. And that is something hopefully Tommy DeVito learns in practice this week and is able to fix. But Alex, again, this is something we talked about. If the Giants are going to win two games this year, for the rest of the year, it's these two games. They won one of them already. They can win this one. And a great offense or a great defense that Tommy DeVito can learn from is this Patriots defense, which is not very good. So that is something that hopefully DeVito can work with, and I'm excited to watch him play. You know, again, it's all there's no really pressure on him to be successful. And last week he was pretty successful, so I hope he can continue that. And that's my Giants player to watch. And my Patriots player to watch is Ramondre Stevenson. Had a majority of the carries last week, and the Patriots like to run the ball a lot with poor quarterback play. They're a low scoring offense. They get most of their job or most of their gains on offense on the ground. It's between Stevenson and Ezekiel Elliott, which, remember that he's on the Patriots, but Stevenson is gets the majority of carries there for the Pats, so he is my player to watch for New England. Alex?
Alright, so starting the Giants player to watch, I guess. Let's go with Deontay Banks. I've become a little bit of a drama queen on this podcast, I guess you can say, because I, after every sort of controversy or whatever, I put them as the player to watch. So here I am with Deontay Banks. Obviously, after the Washington Commanders game, he went on Instagram Live, I think it was, and kind of dissed Washington and said all sorts of stuff. Nothing too terrible, but definitely was in the crosshairs of the media this week because of that. And I have him as my player to watch. No true number one wide receiver in New England, but can he, kind of lock down some of those really speedy, quick guys they got on the outside with DeMario Douglas and who else they got? They obviously got Juju Smith-Schuster. They've got, they don't have probably not Devontae Parker unless he gets out of concussion protocol, but a nice mix of receivers there for New England. So interesting to see how he deals with it. And we kind of previewed this all episode, but the Patriots, I'm going with either Bailey Zapp or Mac Jones, whoever ends up starting. And I think they're going to be the key point. While I don't think there's going to be a difference between the two, I think it will be kind of their key onto how they run the offense. Obviously, Bailey Zapp a little bit more athletic, Mac Jones a little bit more stagnant in the pocket. Mac Jones probably a little bit better of a processor in the pocket. Bailey Zapp a little bit more kind of just all over the place. So I'm excited to see what they end up doing, and I think that's going to be the key for the Patriots in this one.
So let's talk about Bill Belichick's quote. Now, I said we're going to talk about the QB controversy a little bit later in the episode. When the reporters asked Belichick about revealing who was going to play, this was a few days ago, Belichick said, quote, "I've told all the players the same thing, be ready to go, so hopefully they will be." That was Tuesday morning. Then pressed on the topic, Belichick added, quote, "We'll let you know on Sunday." Sounds very Bill Belichick to me. And And I'm not saying it's a bad thing that he's not releasing who's going to start for the Patriots, but what I am saying is no matter who goes out there, this Giants team has a chance for another six takeaways. Alex, I think you can agree with me on that. Whoever starts for this Patriots team, the Giants quarterbacks can hopefully lock them down, as well as the safeties and Wink Martindale, whoever's out there, whether it's Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones, or I forget who the player is. Belichick actually did note that one, Will Greer, who the Patriots have, he did rule him out and say he is the third string guy and he will not start on Sunday. That's one player that did get ruled out for the Patriots quarterback starting job. But I was going to say, whatever three it is, whether it was Will Greer, whether it is Bailey Zappi or Mac Jones, Wink Martindale, I know, can get to the quarterback well. And if he's not, you know, if he's sending the pressure Martindale is and not sacking whoever the quarterback is, I think putting just QB pressures and QB hits on whoever's behind the offensive line will get rattled and will start to make some mistakes. We've seen it on the pass with both quarterbacks. I think we'll see it again today. And that's why I think we'll have a Giants win. Yeah, I said that. 26-13, the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots on Sunday. And if I'm wrong, well, then I'm wrong. I mean, that's like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm shocked, Josh. I'm absolutely shocked. A two-score win for the Giants by you. I'm going with a very tight Patriots win, 17-16. I just don't believe in the Giants at this point. I'm so depressed watching the Giants that I cannot pick them to win two games in a row. It just seems like an impossible feat. But I guess we'll wait and see. And obviously, you know, I'm not pro-tanking. I'm pro-winning. So if they end up winning, I'm happy. And I am rooting for them to win, obviously. So overall, it's going to be a tight one. This is a real battle for the ages. Let's just say that the Caleb Williams tank, the Drake May tank, the Marvin Harrison Jr. tank, whatever you want to call it. This is the game for that.
Alex, I mean, I was going to be like, what's going on, Mr. Giants positive? But you kind of cleared it up at the end and cleaned it up a little bit, saying that you'd be happy if they did win. And I would be too. You know, as we know, our best friend is a Patriots fan. So just beating them is going to make us feel a little bit better.
Hate the Patriots. Hate the Patriots.
It'll brighten our day.
Plus, even if they get the first overall pick, they're going to pick like Bo Nix or something. So it'll be fine.
You know what will also brighten our day? If you help us out, subscribe to the podcast, The Giant Take Podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you listen. You can follow us on our socials at The Giant Take Pod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that fun stuff. At Joshalo29 for me on Twitter, and Alex is at Anorian23. I think that's it. Oh, rate 5 stars too. That would make us feel good too. Recording on this Black Friday morning, Alex is going to close us out. Again, hope you had a great Thanksgiving and enjoy your shopping. Alex?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Make sure to be safe on Black Friday because, I don't know, Josh thinks we're going to be storming the halls of all the malls and storming, breaking glass at the Best Buy front window. But if you are doing that, by some chance, do be careful and enjoy this, I guess, long weekend of football. We got Friday football, we got Sunday football, we got Monday football. We obviously had Thursday football, so not a lot of days.
Oh, we have Saturday football, too. Don't rule out college football. And Giants fans, please be watching because these players are going to be picked in, you know, some of them, Caleb Williams, Drake May, are going to be picked in the top 10, top 5. And our team might be drafting them, hint, hint. So definitely tune in to those USC and UNC football games on Saturday.
We also have Michigan, Ohio State, always a classic game on Saturday midday.
It's going to be great.
So make sure to tune into that. But thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you all next time, hopefully after a Giants win. Peace.